The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Scientists have discovered the brightest supernova ever.
Can we live there? Can we move there?
You mean the supernova formed by two merging stars?
Oh, it's probably hot.
Yeah. Oh, did it just happen?
10 times more powerful than a typical supernova, 500 times as bright.
Or did the light just get here?
They've been looking at this for 2 years. They hope this will help them understand what stars do as they are dying off.
You think you would have noticed the brightest supernova ever earlier? I think that would have been one of the first things that they discovered.
Why is that?
Because it's really bright.
Maybe it's not.
Because it's outstanding.
Yeah. It might not be here.
Like that'd be like saying to me, hey, they just discovered the moon.
No.
Well, because it's been there, and it's bright, and it's been there the whole time.
Just because things are very bright doesn't mean that we can see them.
No, and it takes a long time, I understand.
Deep. That's deep.
For the light to get here.
That was deep, Craig.
If it's 10 million light years away, then what you're witnessing happened 10 million years ago.
That's correct. But that doesn't mean that we can still see it.
Uranus is 6 feet away all times now, which sucks.
Yeah, I'd give it out about 6 feet.
I think we're 6 feet away. Okay,
but you can still look.
I know.
Thank God.
Yeah, and touch yourself.
And touch yourself. Right.
Touching yourself is okay.
At some point, not necessarily for this coronavirus, they actually did a test to see if you could transmit some kind of virus via farts.
Oh. We'd all be sick.
Right. Yeah.
People keep sending me this story.
And the answer is possibly unless you're wearing pants.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
even then.
How about just underwear?
Probably not. Okay. Possibly unless you're wearing pants, and then everybody's fine.
And that stops pants, stop all microscopic fecal matter that might get in the air.
Apparently that will hurt you.
What if you're naked and you Dutch oven your wife?
Keep your pants on.
Well, you're naked. Yeah. I just said you're naked.
But keep your pants on.
Microscopic.
I'm going to stick with that.
How about underwear? Does underwear stop the virus?
I'm going to stick with keep your pants on.
Okay. Yeah.
I think if it's microscopic, though, it could escape through the fibers.
It sounds like it probably could.
Okay. Underwear and pants.
But as far
as... Oh, believe me. All of us have farted in this room that just went shot right out our jeans.
It was a rocket.
Yeah.
That'd be an awful study to work on.
Be horrible.
I think it would depend upon the amount of force when it's propelled out of your ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good point, Todd.
Well, some things make it through the pants. Yeah. Like smells.
Sure.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, all this thermal imaging is going to be great for the thermal fart videos.
Yes, it will be.
And I am still fascinated by that. The view that you can have, and it shows you everyone's temperature.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing that in Wu-Tang. Not Wu-Tang. That's the gang.
That's a clan.
That's a clan. No.
That is a clan.
What's the Chinese city there?
Okay. Wuhan.
Yeah. They got
Wu-Tang.
They got cops with the...
But I'm fascinated by that. I don't know how the hell they do that. But that is fascinating to me, to look at that and see everybody's temperature.
Right. It's the future, man.
Well, it's now.
I know.
It's what the Predator sees all the time. Yeah,
right. And I love me a good infrared fart video, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Can't get enough
They're
of those.
They're so funny.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I love when there's somebody else, when it's two people, standing next to each other, and the one's just like...
Well, that was Will Ferrell came back and hosted SNL, and that was one of the skits, the ghost hunters. And you see that coming out of the guy's butt.
Oh, yeah.
And Will Ferrell thought it was a ghost.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. No, other guys thought it was the ghost. It was Will Ferrell was the guy that farted.
Just farting.
And look at that. Where's it coming from? It was just a great skit.
Grandma?
It was a couple years ago, but it was really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, if I was one of those cops with one of those helmets, that's all I'd be doing all day is laughing at watching people
Especially
fart.
Especially hot chicks. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, she's so hot. She pooped.
Oh, that wasn't a fart.
We've got a queefer.
We've got a queefer. Quarantine the queefer.
He's sick now. He's sick now as a mistaken queef. I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The head of a zoo in Germany says that with the money drying up because of the pandemic, the global pandemic, some animals may have to be fed to others.
Damn.
Wow.
They've put together a list of animals that would have to be slaughtered first.
Oh, they're going to slaughter, at least humanely slaughter them first.
Just let them fight it out.
Yeah, I was say, let them fight it out.
What about some competition here?
Well, yeah, let them run around.
Yeah, open all the gates and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know. Yeah. Well, gazelles, the gates to the outside.
Gazelles meet the lions.
Have fun.
They say it would be a last resort, and it would also be unpleasant.
Yeah.
You think?
Slightly.
They say the zoo would consider euthanizing animals rather than letting them starve.
It would just be all tigers and lions. Nothing else would be left in the zoo.
Bears.
Mm-hmm. And bears.
Yeah, it'd be the...
But who wins between that battle?
The level one predators.
That would be it.
Well, there'd be some that could hide.
They'd be fooled by it. They'd be fooled then, wouldn't they, eat each other. You know?
Be the Wizard of Oz zoo. Yeah. Lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah, oh my.
Did you guys do that story about the pandas that they would have been trying to... to have them get it on? This zoo's been trying to get these pandas to mate for 10 years, and then finally, now that there's not any people around, they started getting it on.
Really? Get it on.
Oh, is that what they attributed that to?
Mm-hmm.
Lack of people.
Yeah. It's like, stop looking at me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They wanted some privacy.
Stop looking at me.
Sorta. Yeah.
Well, you can look at me. The rest of you can't.
Right. Were there other factors?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
They, you know, there's a very small window, and I think at one point in the, throughout these years, they thought that the guy didn't know what he was doing, and any number of things, but it finally came together this year.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't like each other.
And so now it's
Maybe
it's you.
Right. I guess they're not putting another panda in here. We might as well knock this out.
It. It's really down to you.
You know, they all look exactly alike.
Right.
But she's not hot
but
enough.
But not to other pandas.
I don't know, man. They look exactly alike.
Not to other pandas.
I don't
they
know,
don't.
Man.
She chews with her mouth open. Yeah.
You ever seen an ugly panda? I don't think so. You know?
You ever seen a hot panda?
Yes. If you're a panda, really? They're probably all hot.
Again. If you're a panda,
you don't know that.
They look different.
That panda could look at the other panda and say, yeah, she didn't do much for me.
Yeah, nope.
It ain't working.
No chub over here.
Not my type.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.